here's a story from The World.
Our next story is about a fake university. More than 1,000 international students enrolled in the school here in the U.S. Problem is, it was completely made up by the Department of Homeland Security. Reporter Max Rivlin-Nadler tells us how the students got caught up in the government's ruse.
Monica Zheng came to the U.S. in 2011 from China to study journalism. After graduation, she found a job, but she was still on a student visa, which only allowed her to stay in the U.S. for one more year. Zheng did what many students do. She enrolled in a master's program that allowed her to get credit for working, also known as curriculum practical training. So Zheng used a broker who helps foreign students navigate these types of programs. That's how she found out about the University of Northern New Jersey.
So I called a person and then I checked multiple times because I'm a very cautious person, so I check everywhere. I double check on the DHS website, I check the USCIS website, I checked everywhere, and everything seems legit.
Zheng enrolled for a few months, but she eventually found a different grad program, studying high tech, in a more traditional brick-and-mortar school, and left UNNJ. Then, one day in April 2016, she received a letter. It was from the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services. Her visa had been canceled.
It feels horrible. I'm pretty much sure I had a panic attack when I opened up the letter.
ICE had conducted the operation to crack down on brokers who were taking kickbacks from schools. 22 people were arrested. And students, many who had paid thousands of dollars to brokers and thousands more to the school in tuition, were accused of fraud. Some were threatened with deportation. Many left the country. Attorney Ira Kurzban represents a group of these foreign students, including Zheng, who sued the government. Kurzban believes that what happened was deeply unfair.
In a case of kind of gross overreaching, they said, well, you know, let's just assume all the students committed fraud. And they had no basis really to do that.
Kurzban mentions that a lower court castigated the government, saying it went to great lengths to create this fake university, with a campus, with a logo, and with ICE agents posing as school officials.
As the Third Circuit, I think in a footnote humorously said, that this looks so much like a university that the only thing that was left out was their rankings in the NCAA.
The World asked ICE for a response, but the agency said it doesn't comment on litigation proceedings or outcomes. Jill Welch is with the President's Alliance on Higher Education and Immigration, an advocacy group of university leaders. She thinks the U.S. government could treat foreign students better. Also, it doesn't make sense as a policy goal.
You'd think when someone gets a full degree here that they could stay and contribute their skills and talents in the U.S. economy, but it's really not that. There's no direct path to do that.
On Monday in a federal court in New Jersey, the government and lawyers for the students agreed on the terms of the settlement. There isn't any financial compensation for the former students, but they will be able to receive expedited processing of new visa applications, have their immigration records wiped clean of fraud accusations, and be able to re-enter the United States if they had left the country. As for Monica Zheng, she eventually obtained her green card and is now working in the tech industry in Texas. But she is still bitter and says the settlement isn't enough to make up for the disruption to her life and career that the sting operation caused.
I literally did everything by the book, but they end up they use this sting operation on like poor students, or like I pay tax and I do everything by the book. So yeah, it feels pretty crappy for a while, for a couple of years.
For The World, I'm Max Rivlin-Nadler in New York City.
From PRX.